You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com along with producer Scott Eckersley. A story caught my eye this morning, and that was the reason for the call to our next guest. There was a gentleman found dead in Howell, actually, today. They believe it was weather-related. And so I wanted to get a hold of our next guest to talk about the dangers of cold weather concerns and cold weather injuries. With me on the phone right now is Dr. Michael Clark, who is chief of staff at Sparrow Health System and attending physician in the emergency department. Good evening, Dr. Clark.
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you this evening?
I'm very good. And before we get started, I do just want to congratulate you on being named chief of medical staff. That appointment took effect January 1st. So congratulations.
Well, a year ago. So it's a 2-year stint, and I'm in the middle of it.
There you go. Well, you got me there. I looked at that wrong. Cold weather injuries. I mean, we have a lot of fun out in the cold and stuff, but the bitter cold of this last weekend really made me wonder and be concerned for folks just out shoveling and so forth. What are the kind of injuries and concerns we need to have in this kind of cold weather?
Well, everyone knows, from little kids to adults, how absolutely frigid it's been in the mid-Michigan area. It was, -7 yesterday and 0 today. And even a brief exposure can be significant, especially if the wind is blowing, which everyone is aware of the wind chill factor, which that just keeps plummeting that number to the minus digits. But thank goodness we didn't have an extraordinary amount of wind this over this weekend. But the big problem is you're outside, you slip, fall, and then you lay there. And that can be something that's really bad, or not dressing appropriate. And as we know, there's layers, and more layers covering your head and your hands and the rest of your body.
So perhaps when we're going to think we're just going to run out and do a quick shovel or run to get the paper or something, we should be dressed appropriately even for something like that in case of a slip and fall in the process.
Absolutely, and that's always a nightmare, is to then become you can't get up. And then you just lay and you're praying for someone to come by and find you. And the other thing is the different kind of frostbites. And that can be can lead to a lifelong disability if you get third and degree frostbite.
How quickly can frostbite come on? I'm always kind of astounded at these numbers.
Well, it depends if you touch something that's metal, but if you have a liquid, especially a petroleum like gasoline, that gets on your hand and you touch metal, it'll just extract the heat right from your tissues, and they're the ones that can get frostbitten basically instantly. And when we say third degree, first degree is like a sunburn in the reverse of too much heat. Second degree in a thermal burn is like blisters. But then in frostbite, you will get blisters on the skin. And then third degree is where you actually, the skin in a burn is full thickness right through the dermis, right into the subcutaneous tissues, and then it and the same thing happens to the tissues of the hands and fingers or other places of the body with cold.
Now, we hear every year, and I don't think it's bad thing to keep repeating it, you know, folks going out to shovel and so forth, and we hear about heart attacks that happen when that happens. We haven't had a heavy snow in a bit, but it was snowing steadily today. What do people need to watch out for?
Well, first of all, are you in good enough health to shovel your walk? You know, if you have an ongoing heart problem that is of significance, if you have emphysema, you're having a chest cold, a pneumonia, something that is of seriousness, you shouldn't be out shoveling. Either it shouldn't be done or you should get somebody to do it for you. The telltale signs out in the cold weather, which just extracts, your body just has to work that much harder, and then you go shoveling. If you start to get short of breath, fatigue out of proportion and just shoveling, or chest discomfort, then you need to stop, get indoors, and if it persists, then you have to call EMS and get you into the emergency department.
And of course, you know, all the fun that comes with cold weather and snow in Michigan, you know, sledding and skiing, but injuries certainly occur, and boy, you're usually on a ski hill or in a remote area. You know, what if folks do if you're with someone who should break a bone or something, other than obviously have cell phones with you? And I mean, is there something we can do in the immediate to help while we're waiting for help?
It's usually an extremity is to splint it to decrease the motion of the extremity. That's what causes the pain when broken bones are rubbed together. That's what really hurts. So the more you can keep those immobilized by wrapping or some kind of board or something like that. In this day and age, you brought up a really good point that people have cell phones, and that is basically a cell phone is an insurance policy. That's if the battery hasn't run out, and that you can call and get help, which is so much easier than it was, let's say, 10 years ago when cell phones weren't as common.
And what kind of injuries have you been seeing coming through the doors at Sparrow's Emergency Department? A lot of slip and falls, or some frostbite with the cold over this weekend?
Yeah, a whole constellation of injuries: the slip falls, motor vehicle accidents, and let's say they're in an accident, they're pinned in, they go off the roadway, and then they stay there. And they can get, over the course of time, even if they're dressed, they can get hypothermia plus all the other concomitant injuries that go with it.
Well, I appreciate I don't think it's a bad idea to be reminded of some of these things about dressing appropriately, kind of having an emergency kit with you in the car, and making sure your cell phone is charged up, and pay attention to the signs your body's giving you if you might be in trouble.
I could not have said all that better, Cheryl.
So, am I making up for the fact that I looked at the announcement from Sparrow that you're a chief of staff, and I haven't caught up that it's 2011 yet?
Well,
I knew that. You know, I knew that.
Yeah. All right. Well,
okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Michael Clark, chief of staff at Sparrow Health System.
Bye, Cheryl.
Bye, bye. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends right after this.